Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Back in the day, for March Madness, and if the Giants made the playoffs, then like they'd have to play the Marlins at 10 a.m. Oh, man. You check my temperature, bro. I'm rough today. Would you give me a look? I'm just, can I get some orange juice? I tried. I just... See, yeah, so I got a little nostalgia. I remember these days.
See, my generation had a good, because we used to go to the library at lunch and watch the games on the library computers and all that.
Well, it's also showing my age because
I didn't have nowhere to go. Yeah.
Once I started working, I remember when I was working for the state in Oakland and pull that thing up on the computer, watching everything. Yeah, I'm at work. No need to call in sick today. I'm watching everything. It's all good. And then if I were to come here, I got the Kenny Caraway screen right here. I'd be able to watch everything. So no need for that.
Remember when we did the opening? Didn't we do the opening day of the tournament at the Sky River? Wasn't that one of our first live shows?
It was the Friday. So okay. They start on Thursday.
We did the first Friday.
Yeah. That was St. Patrick's Day, I think, too.
It was. Yeah.
Purdue lost.
Is tomorrow St. Patrick's Day?
No, it's like Tuesday or something. Because the 15th is Saturday.
You guys care about that holiday?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what that holiday is.
I don't know either. I just know wear green.
Yeah, wear green. People drink, yeah.
It's fun.
Like, it ain't downtown Mass,
like,
though.
Like, to be honest, it's not my holiday, so I'm not, like, going crazy about it, but I'll participate.
It's a Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I'll participate in a good time with people.
It's the dope one's birthday on Monday, too.
My cousin's birthday is also on March 17th.
Lots of birthdays in March.
Yeah.
KMB's birthday's coming up. We got to celebrate her.
What month is March? What would that be? That'd be what? July?
What?
Summer babies? Little summer.
Oh,
little summer.
Oh, you trying to figure out when they smash to get to? Oh, I don't.
Because that's, I don't do the math. That's where November goes down. November's around Valentine's Day.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yep. When's Ryan's birthday?
November. Ryan and Reese.
Well. Had a hell of a balance. Oh, damn. Well, guess Kenny has sex once a year. Jesus. Well, every February, just roll around, get it in. Man. Oh, that's amazing.
So,
no wonder you get so cranky when the fall gets here. You got presents to buy for everybody.
I didn't map that out good at all. From when November starts, I finally got my head above water here in March. Because November to March is crazy.
Yeah, November, bro. December. Yeah, Jazz's birthday's in March.
February. My mom was January. Christmas is in December.
It's February 12th. That's Jazz's birthday. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. I'm finally here now. I can breathe. It's been 4 or 5 months. It's crazy.
All right. It's great. Good for you.
But yeah, that was what I was saying. I was at home. And there were great games on too. They had great moments for March. I still love Championship Week. I love the tournament. It's still great. And that also reminds me. Tonight is night one of the state championships the Golden One Center. I don't know if it's going to happen yet, but the seeds have been planted. Did you hear what's going on with your boy?
You told me.
Well, I don't know
who's my boy.
I said,
okay,
maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
He left the team.
Okay.
So I said on Wednesday, I was like, yo, Sierra Canyon made the state championship. Like, Bryce is on the team. LeBron might be here.
Yeah.
He left. LeBron left the team. He just on the road trip with him and just left. I'm going to go home and get treatment.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
I'm going to go back to
L.A. and get treatment. So LeBron might be here tonight. I don't know. It feels like I would already heard if he was here or not. But Sierra Canyon plays tonight. That's really the highlight of tonight. But tomorrow, Jesuit. Shout out to Jesuit, man. Mm-hmm. 4 p.m., man. They're playing for a state championship. Mm-hmm. I think they play Chadsworth, which is Gilbert Arenas' sons. Elijah Arenas is playing. So they're playing at 4. I don't know who's playing at 6. 8 o'clock, Reardon out of San Francisco is Lob City 2025. They play on Saturday night. So, yeah. Our boy's in the building.
If you're LeBron James, what do you think you'd do for fun in Sacramento for the day?
Go to Tiger.
During the day.
I don't know.
Nothing. You bring the fun to your suite at the Sawyer or whatever. Like, you don't.
I would have heard if LeBron was here. I was like, well, what would LeBron be doing right now in
Where
Sacramento?
Where is LeBron at right now if he's in Sacramento?
He's at Joe's Crab Shack right now?
No, I do not think he's there.
Oof. Seafood boil maybe for LeBron?
I don't think he's there. If he's eating, he's eating at Q1227.
Yeah.
He's eating at Echo and Rig maybe.
Yeah.
Yard
House? No.
No.
I'm trying to think.
I don't think he's going down there to get chicken fingers.
Where is
No, no shot at the Yard House, but like, I don't think that's what he's eating.
Well, they got a little bit more than chicken.
Well, no, I know that, but that's
You should go to SR Prime.
Yeah, you go to Prime. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that's where you absolutely should go.
Absolutely.
They got private rooms and everything.
Yeah, that's right. LeBron James at Sky River Casino.
Yeah, LeBron is Sky River.
Hey, what the hell is an Elk Grove? Can someone take me to an Elk Grove? I think LeBron calls an Uber.
Oh,
like, how does LeBron get around when he's here?
Sprinter.
He's got a driver here.
Well,
sure.
Collins brings up a good point. It's close too. He might go to Morton's.
He ain't going to Morton's. LeBron ain't going to Morton's. He ain't gonna eat at the same place Kenny and Jerry Jones eat at.
You know, I had Ruth's Chris like a few days after you went on your rant.
And how was it?
Yeah, we're not going back.
Hey, what'd I tell you?
What'd you get?
What'd I tell you?
I got steak and all that stuff, but Crystal, because it was for our anniversary, so she wanted to try it.
So, okay.
Yeah, but what steak?
No.
What steak did you get?
No.
Mine was fine, but she didn't enjoy what she got.
No, hold on. Hold on. Time out. 1 second. Work with me for a second.
Yeah.
I passionately make that statement in front of you, our audience, and God.
Yeah.
And you still went a few days later?
Brother, you got like richer taste buds than me. I can't be like, she wants to go to Ruth's Chris. Yeah, we'll go.
And you,
because I've been before, but she hasn't been before. She's like, I want to go there. I was
and
like,
now,
right.
she, and you won't go back.
Yeah,
y'all didn't believe me.
What did she get?
You could.
She got some pasta and stuff like that.
She didn't get a steak.
She tried some steak. Yeah, she liked the steak. She liked my steak.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking
about.
But
even
about.
Like the lobster mac and cheese wasn't great.
Vindicated. They just said they liked everything. What are we talking about?
No, she liked
about?
The steak. She liked the steak. Everything else.
And
was,
you liked your steak.
Yeah, but everything else was not great.
For the record.
You shouldn't have got pasta.
Say I was right.
You shouldn't have.
What was it? Pasta was like some ravioli or whatever.
Nah,
say I was right.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't right.
Say I was right.
He wasn't right.
You shouldn't have got pasta. It's not more.
You should have got some vegetables.
I was right.
Oh, yeah, you could be right. That's fine.
Thank you. I'll take that's good enough for me.
You just fold it like
that's good enough for me. No,
I
told
you.
That stuff is trash.
I don't want to go back.
I told you.
See, he said it was trash.
Y'all go see Chef Q.
And they got, well, you
y'all go see Chef Q. I told y'all. You want a steakhouse, you go to SR Prime. I told you.
Definitely go to see. You definitely go to SR Prime.
Y'all play with me. Look, Norm, right there. D-Lo was right. Hey,
they
acknowledge
they
me.
So was your steak trash?
No, the steak was fine.
That's
but it's
what I'm
like,
just
hold
saying.
On,
he
no,
said
no, no,
the steak
on,
was fine.
The steak was cool and stuff. The steak was cool, but it's like, if I'm getting all these other things over here, like, it's got to be good, too. It can't just be steak is the only thing you're good
stuff.
At. I don't think.
You don't get pasta from Roof Crew.
We got, like I said, we got the rabbit, we got the lobster mac and stuff. We did get some veggies like we did. It's just the other stuff just didn't hold up. The steak was fine.
What other stuff? No, you got to say what other stuff. So
like
the
said,
raviolis didn't.
We did. The lobster mac was not great. And then, like I said, the veggies were all right. What do you want me to do? I tried it the day, like a few days after he brought it up.
And the steak is the steak is what you get.
I steak was fine, but
you didn't tell me I had a great time at Roof Chris. I got great
that
food.
Man showed up.
I got great food.
This man, days after I made that statement, challenged me.
Hey, low key, I wanted to text Dame like, hey, we'll see what this is all about.
I said, y'all be picking the wrong stuff. Because that Cajun ribeye is to die for.
Vindicated.
It's not Morton's. Morton's was a lot better.
Morton's is bomb.
One step at a time.
Morton's is bomb.
One step at a time.
Yeah, that was the second time I
went
to
Roost
Chris. So now
we have all learned our lesson with Roost Chris. We could put that behind us.
We
can spend our time at nice restaurants. Like...
Hey, I was holding on to this one for a little bit though, because I was like, "Damn it, Dame was right."
See, yep. Okay. No. Yeah, you did. You because this conversation
no,
was a while
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take you and Crystal. We're gonna go to Q1227 together.
Man. Shout out Q. I'm definitely gonna go to Q.
Take y'all to get some good.
Definitely
food.
Definitely go to Q.
Does Crystal like? Do you guys like seafood?
Yeah, I'm.
I mean, it's not Q's not
her,
a seafood
yeah,
restaurant.
Yeah,
but I mean,
you got options.
We like good food.
Truth be told, like I've been thinking about that fried chicken I had there for. A month.
Got options. I'm also not a. I'm not a picky. I'm not picky at really anything. I'm not picky on the shows I watch. I'm not picky on the food that I because I know what I like. So I'm not like I don't like raviolis. So I'm not gonna get raviolis.
But my thing is like I'm a good cook. Mm-hmm. So if I'm gonna go out and spend money on food, I want the food to be good.
That's
like really good.
Like there's some things my mom cooks that I won't even try anywhere else.
Like that's why I don't really like. I don't like to experiment. Like I know Q is. Our restaurant is Q. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going because it's not going to miss. Mm-hmm. When we go to Sky River, it was like, we could go to the steakhouse, but I don't know. That Dragon Ball is right there. And, God, it's so good. Went there and ate. Not in the same palatial table that Kenny ate at, but we ate at the bar with the rest of the,
this guy talking about
you know, struggling people.
They had regular people right next to us.
I don't know if they was regular. I was afraid to get so close to you. I thought I'd get in trouble.
Wow.
That's true.
But to your point, I know what I like. I went to Morton's and I got a steak. I think it might have been just like the New York ribeye or something like that. And it was just like whatever. And Jazz had got the Cajun ribeye. And I damn near didn't eat my steak. I was like, oh, this is it. Mm-hmm. I got the wrong steak. Mm-hmm. That's my bad. This is it. So that could happen. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get the right, just like we got the, I forgot what it's called because I only got it one time, but the Brazilian tomahawk over at Roof Chris. I'm not going to go to Roof Chris and
you
get
hear that, man? Like, you know that's like a $250 steak.
Nah, yeah, it's,
nah,
yeah.
It's expensive.
No, I know. I've seen that thing. I was like, not today.
It was expensive. I thought you were going
to fry give me the fried chicken. I don't think it's the day for that.
That's why I haven't been back, because I know I need to save up, because I know what I want from now. I ain't going to get the little.
We was out with my man Io and some friends. They got the tomahawk at Q, but the girls was like, we're going to get the seafood tower, and it was like, well, we ain't getting both, so just go ahead and bring me out a salad, because we can't get both of these.
So I mean.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
I don't want to try.
This man eats like a king.
You do.
I don't eat like a king. How?
You got the tomahawk.
Yeah, you're getting the most expensive thing.
I've never ordered.
Maybe that's why his Chris experience is so great, because he's always getting the most expensive thing.
I think Kenny's the guy who sits down and says, hey, what is the most expensive thing here? Give me that.
I don't want to know the price. Just put it on my table.
That's not always the best thing. But that was the best thing. That was delicious.
Just a coincidence. It was the most expensive. We'll come back. Our man Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here. It is. It shows. When you really don't care what's happening and you just don't care to discuss your sorry-ass basketball team, this show is so much fun.
We're the This Is Fine meme for this show. Like the Kings are
just
on the way.
Everything
out.
Is burning.
Could be a rebuild in the offseason. Could be all bad, but we're going to have fun.
They might lose to Phoenix tonight.
Oh, brother.
Who knows if Domas is playing?
Who knows? He's on the graphics, so hopefully.
Well, that was a bold choice, by the way. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320. Back here with our man, Eddie Gonzalez, the ultimate NBA insider. Eddie, what's up, baby?
Hey, how dare you?
What you mean?
You lucky I can't cuss on the radio, man. You ain't nothing. You ain't cool.
Okay.
I'm the one just hanging out with people. That's all I'm doing. I'm just hanging out.
Man, you the one. Hey, you ever show
your jacket?
Yo,
can they see your jacket?
It's just, what you talking about? It's just a regular jacket.
Hey,
I'm trying to stay warm.
Eddie, you ever showed up at a place and said, hey, let me get the most expensive thing you have?
Why are you asking Eddie? I mean, maybe he has. I haven't.
Get that slip.
That ain't typical of me. Nah,
that's what your boy does. Your boy shows up. Hey, what's true. I don't even care what it is. Make sure it's really expensive. Put it on the table.
That is not true. Don't listen.
Can he decide to ask for a wine that ain't there?
Yeah.
But they go get it.
That's it.
That is not true.
They bring the wine and he's like,
oh, this is the 84, but do you have the 78?
Yeah, 78 was a better year.
Do you have the 78?
It was aged in a different barrel. Can we get that?
Look, I'm also not above going to IHOP. You'll catch me at IHOP.
You're cool enough to do IHOP.
I'll go to IHOP, man. You know what I mean? I get the 2 for 2 for 2. What are we talking about? It's nothing.
All right. Hey, I ain't wrong. French toast is good almost everywhere.
So. Well, talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about
I'll
it.
I'll go to Sherry. I might go to Sherry's this weekend. What you know about Sherry? What you know about Sherry?
We're talking about home, man.
Come on.
I used to work at Lions.
Oh, so. Oh, word.
The one downtown?
Yes.
Oh, I know that.
And mind you, when I worked there, we was the only spot 24 hours.
Yeah, I know that. So, I know that got wild. One time I left Tunnell. I left Tunnell, and I went to Lions with the now wife, and we saw Eddie Winslow in there. So what's this guy doing out here, bro? What's he doing out here?
That's a wild.
So what's this guy doing out here?
That's a wild sighting.
He had something with him. I know he did.
I know. Yeah, I know Eddie was doing a lot.
I don't want to get us in trouble, but if you know who his ex-wife is,
come on, man.
You know how he's moving.
Come on, Eddie.
Speaking of,
well, I was gonna say, look, I ain't even gonna lie. I didn't look because I wanted. That could be a pocket watch because I need to know. How is that gonna hurt?
Who, Eddie Winslow?
No. How much is that gonna hurt? I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
You said speaking of, no, who?
Yeah, we might need to do a pocket watching.
For who?
Because I need to know how much this is going to hurt.
Okay, for who? Who we doing pocket watching for?
A boy of mine.
Oh, that.
I need to know. You got it, like, it feels like you lost everything. You might have to go get a job.
That's not the
Jesus. Yeah,
that's definitely not the ex I was thinking when we were talking about the clubs. How many times you Eddie might have more than you. How many times you run into Eddie Murphy's ex-wife?
Oh.
Oh my God.
Greenhaven, stand up.
She lived in them clubs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Cuz you know she stands out.
Yeah.
Like you see her you go who is that? Who is that?
Yeah.
Then you realize someone tells you who she is. And you never forget, and you see her everywhere.
Where was she at? She was at here. Where was she at?
She was at Ricky's. She was at Avalon.
She was at Ricky's?
Bruh. She was Ricky's everywhere.
Yeah. Nicole Murphy at Ricky's.
Everywhere.
That's crazy.
Everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah, she was outside.
good Harlow's lock in. Good.
Ooh. well. Yeah, it's going to be rough for your boy.
I don't know.
I might have
to go to China.
I'll hit the music. We'll see.
Hey. Hold on. Here we go.
See if we can get Eddie in on this. This is it's going to be tough for your boy.
So explain the
Jesse,
premise for Eddie.
Is Jesse in there? Oh, Jesse.
No, where are you going?
Oh, Jesse ain't even in there. Oh,
well,
man.
Well, look, we'll explain the premise for Eddie. Eddie, we got pocket watching where we take, in this case, Amon Shepherd, and we try to figure out how much money he made in his career.
Okay. So what I'll give you is that Amon Shumpert is the former number 17 overall pick of the 2011 draft. Mm-hmm. Number 17 overall, 2011. Mm-hmm. Amon played 10 years in the NBA.
Damn, that's not a lot.
10 years in the NBA.
Have to work.
This is going to take a little bit of work. Give me a second. His peak earnings.
He got the LeBron stimulus.
He did. Mm-hmm. His peak career earnings, 2016, mm-hmm. $9.6 million.
That's not a lot for my man.
Amon Shumpert, 10 years in the league, former number 17 overall pick, peak earnings. $9.6 million.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to guess.
Yeah.
Hold on. So he don't have no piece of paper.
That's okay. And Jesse's just gone.
Oh, you're doing the math?
I'm guessing here. This is my guess.
I'm right around that range. I was going to say 65 in them.
All right. Eddie went 65. Casey went 63. Oh, if it was only that good for Amon Shumpert.
Oh. Oh, no.
$48.2 million for Amon Shumpert.
Hey, I'm about to.
You are right. Amon might have to go get a job.
He was living a life.
He was.
New York City.
Key word. He was living the life.
I'll tell you.
He got all the houses.
If you cut.
Let me be as kosher as I can be here. For what he's accused of in this divorce. that's an expensive lifestyle. So he ain't got all 48 of that left.
No, bro, he never had four. I mean, you know, the rule is cut it in half. At minimum, you cut that number in half, you're down to 24.
Mm-hmm. He's on TV now. He's doing.
He's better be.
I feel like the cop in Menace to Society. You know, you done effed up, right? You know, you effed up, right?
That was crazy. I'm not even going to get into the details of like why. I'm not trying to argue with nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a lot. I said, wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I seen a divorce the other day. I want to say it was a singer, but Buddy was trying to run it up on her. Oh, it was Journey, whatchamacallit? Journey Smollett. Her ex was like, oh, I need the bag. Oh. you had a lot of money.
Oh.
It's nasty.
The girl who was just at the awards? And the dude was trying to run it up on her.
Oh, he found some money. Remember, she's a childhood actor.
Yeah, so she was on Full House.
Like, oh no, you had all this. I need like another M a year.
Wow.
Gianna made out like a bandit. Shout out to her. I guess.
Yeah, she was
cold game. It's a cold game. Sorry, Shump.
Yeah, Shump.
Sorry, Shump. Hey,
maybe you can work in the King's front office.
Hey, maybe you could take Alvin's job.
I watched the game last night. I see why we're not talking about basketball.
We haven't talked about basketball. We've been on the air 2.5 hours. We ain't talking about basketball.
We said something in the first 10 minutes, and that's about it. That's all we need to say.
Okay.
Hey, this team sucks, bro. They like negative 60 in the last two games.
Mm.
What are we going to say with that?
Luckily for the Kings, the Mavericks are about done. Spurs are done.
What about the matchup tonight? But they're not quite done because they got two games left against Sacramento. I know you're going to be on playback tonight.
I'll be on playback tonight watching the game.
Yeah.
Final game of the season in Sac. Hey, man, let me know, man. I'm like a
Texas
dots,
man, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the thing.
Well, look, you might be here for the play-in.
I was going to say, that game might be for something.
Or it might be for nothing, and we'll see you in like 3 days for the play-in.
Very true. Very true.
I'll see you in a couple of days. Neither one of these teams at this point. After what I've seen, what I continue to see, and I don't know if y'all been on ESPN.com today.
Yeah, your thoughts. Your thoughts, because I saw you was on Twitter talking about.
Yeah.
What was going on, man?
This feels like the soft launch of the KD trade. Mm-hmm. This is what it feels like. When you read this article, there's a lot of rationalizing what it's going to mean if we trade Kevin. How we go about trading Kevin, why we're willing to trade Kevin. And yeah, we're building around Book. That's basically the story I just read. And it's quoted straight from the owner, quoted from all the players at hand, except Kevin, some source reports. They dropped some instant information that I've talked about on this very show before, where just the teams that were involved, the teams that were interested, teams that made plays to try to get Kevin, the Knicks, the Rockets, the Heat, the Timberwolves. For all intents and purposes, it feels like the beginning and the soft launch of the KD trade that seems to be coming this summer. Everybody and their mom is saying he's getting traded this summer. And I don't know where. Everybody keep asking me. I don't know where. I don't think Buddy knows where. It's going to be up to the Suns and who has the best offer, it seems like.
Yeah, I didn't read the article, but I saw snippets of it. The Matt Ishbia, you're talking that talk. In one respect, I don't want to say I admire it or I understand it, but what I got out of that, and he shouldn't be trading KD either, but it was like, no, we're not. I'm not here. I'm not in this to rebuild and, like, be terrible for 5 years or something like that. Like, I'm going to figure this out. Like, I'm going to keep spending. I'm going to figure this out. Now, some would say that's just not smart. And I would also say don't trade KD. But I personally would want my owner to be like, no, I'm gonna just keep spending until I figure this out. I always use the example. I don't want to be Charlotte or Utah. That doesn't seem fair for 5 years.
I respect that part of it. I said that on my stream earlier, and I not only do I respect that Matt feels that way, I believe him. He said, "Yo, when I say teams would love to be in this situation, what I mean is they would love to have an owner who is willing to dole out the resources and willing to also take his hands off and let the team handle it, and to give you all the tools necessary to succeed. Now, has every move we made worked? No. But I'm committed to doing this, not only now, but long term. So I do respect that. I do respect the owner saying, yeah, we don't want to do a rebuild. We want to be great every year. We want to do whatever we can to do that. The question is just like you question the moves that they've taken to do that. You question if that's viable with their current cap situation and the current CBA. All of the signs are pointing to, no, it's not. But I respect an owner who's saying, yo, we don't rebuild. We reload. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect that. Now, is the way to reload trading away what I would call a top five player in the league this year, Kevin Durant? Mm. I don't know. What do you get back? Do I get another top five player? do I get something like that? I don't know. So, yeah, we're talking about that all day, kind of wondering if you trade Kevin, does that open the door to then trade Devin Booker? Wouldn't that be the full play? Like, mm-hmm. You trade them for other win-now players? We talked about win-now trades with the Kings this year. If you trade Devin Booker, you're trading him for win-now guys, for sure. You're not trading him for eight picks and nobody. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Kevin. I need an actual good player back. You know, those are questions that I had to answer. They might still make the play-in. Yes, it's possible that they didn't push to the eight seed and then they see the Thunder or whomever. A lot of basketball left to play, and what we see on the court isn't always as promising. Lost a couple tough games, won some okay games, but, you know, it's they're up against it right now. Yeah. And me as a fan, I go, what are we salvaging here? But the problem is they don't have their pick, so you have to play it out and try to do as best you can at this point.
I believe him because I remember you saying this.
Who? Ishbia?
Matt Ishbia. And I remember Eddie saying this when he talks about we ain't trading Devin. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe maybe somebody will force his hand or give him an offer he can't refuse, but in that article he was like, it's crazy to think about trading Devin. Like,
yeah,
I'm not trading. I believe him. I think if he has it his way, he'd never trade Devin Booker.
Yeah, I question why now with this article. Like, but one thing is clear in the article. He says, we're never trading Devin Booker. And Devin Booker says, yeah, I want to play forever. I don't want to go nowhere. I've been through it with this team. I don't mind going through it again. I think we can win. So, like, they're in lockstep there. And they seem to actually be in lockstep with the rest, too. And the rest is, yeah, we would love to trade Brad. We don't know if we can. Oh yeah, we'll trade Kevin. Like, if we get the right deal, we'll trade Kevin. And that seems to be the takeaway from this.
But what's the right deal? Like, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but at what point is KD a depreciating asset? Or maybe more specifically, a depreciated asset?
I think he is now. And that's the problem. And
is he now in compared to NBA trades, or is he now compared to the last Kevin Durant trade, which was pretty
significant. Yeah, I think that's the right way to put it. I think even from the deadline, like, remove all bias. I sit Got back you. And I'm an NBA fan with the trade machine on my phone. I say, look, at the deadline, you could have had this great package. And you also, we're talking about the Rockets. Jalen Green was only making $12 million at the deadline. So you could add Jalen and additional pieces, mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks, whomever else. Well, in the summer, in July 1st, Jalen Green will now be making $35 million. So now you've removed $20 million of takeaway from that deal. Also, Kevin has one less year in his contract now, and he can walk as a free agent the following season. So not only is he a year older, he's on a lame duck contract. If he's not committed to signing an extension, this is a rental. You pay way more to buy a car than you do to rent a car, even a used car. So it's like, it is a depreciating asset in that sense already. This is not 3 years ago. You're not getting two starter level wings, five unprotected first round draft picks and additional pieces. No, you're getting $54 million worth of contracts, most likely. And if you really push the line, maybe a first round pick, maybe a protected one, maybe a swap, maybe something like that. But by no means are you getting that haul. Right. The way you get that haul, look at trading Devin Booker.
Right. 100%. Now, the flip side to that, RIP, might be the flip side, is not. Once again, no disrespect to Kevin, but who's giving up all that? I think for Kevin, with all the things that you talked about, expiring deal.
Daryl Morey.
Oh, man. But, like, I think their teams, I don't think there's, like, nobody, but
right.
It's probably, you count them on one hand, who would do all of that for Kevin Durant at this point in his career.
Yeah, I think the math is kind of simple. Just in you looking at, okay, who's a contender? Because you don't want to trade him to some middling franchise. You don't do that to an all-time great. You don't just send him to the middle of nowhere with no agency and no input from him. So you're looking at, all right, contenders, fridge contenders, whatever you want to call it. You're dealing with everybody's apron situation. And yeah, in the summer, you can work to get under it and this, that, and the third. You're dealing with who has picks. And it narrows the market. And the teams mentioned in this article are pretty straightforward and probably what you're going to see again this summer. The Knicks, the Heat, then the Heat, like, probably could have had them at the deadline. So that shows you their level of interest. The Wolves, but they have some contracts they'll be moving out. So their trade kind of changes too. I think the Texas teams will be mentioned a lot as well, all three of them. And yeah, like, we'll have some sneak teams in there. So there are deals, but, you know, we were talking about Gafford and P.J. Tucker and Klay Thompson. Like, is that this home run deal that you go, okay, that made us a way better team? Or you're talking, again, Jalen Green and Jabari Smith and a pick. Is that the home run deal that makes the Suns a contender next year? Now you have Devin Booker, Jalen Green, and Jabari Smith and Brad Beal, who in this scenario is still there. I don't know. I don't know that you're getting this home run trade out of Kevin. Just when you look at all of the things at hand here, you'll get something. Mm-hmm. But again, that then turns into the same conversation we started with. It's like, well, then why trade him?
Right.
And so whether Matt Ishbia loves it or not, and he doesn't apparently, that bottom out probably is the best scenario. And just run it back. You just run it back with the team you got who you don't like already because you – talked about trading everybody,
but it feels broken though. Like, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I do think there's a roster issue with Phoenix, but it also feels like, yo, you tried to undercut one of the greatest players of all time without telling him. Like, and I mean, this is a 36-year-old, 37-year-old. This isn't Luka, who's 26, and you're taking these gambles about his, you know, commitment and weight and. You're talking about a certified all-time great. And I don't know how you come back from that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the relationship stuff at hand. And I thought it was interesting just as a spectator that Kevin said, yo, I'm not talking for this story. Thanks, though. Mm-hmm. It's even mentioned in there. He said, yo, it's already too noisy. I'm good. Kevin has been a consummate professional throughout all of this and kind of, you know, held the line for everybody and said, yo, I'm here. I don't care. It can be tough, but you got to deal with the struggle sometimes and all of that. Like he stood on the front line for the whole situation, but yeah, how's he not frustrated? And even in the Draymond show, he said, yeah, how do you not feel the way? And how do you not consider what's next? And how do you not do this, that, and the third? And as a team, you got to understand again, that's kind of why you do this sort of damage control. It's like, yeah, You explain your rationale. They didn't have to do this.
Right.
But your owner and another high-ranking source in the organization apparently is saying, yo, yeah, we had to look into this because we're not happy with what it is. And you're explaining your organizational philosophy, which you don't have to do. So is Kevin miffed? Sure, who wouldn't be? He said that on the record. Like, who wouldn't feel away? But he also understands this is a business, and it's like, if we got to do this, let's at least do it right. Right. You know, and I think that's what it's mentioned in this story. I think when it comes to a head, that's eventually what we'll see. And ideally they take care of him. I mean, ideally they stay and they make a better team around him. But if this is what they got to do, then, you know, who knows? But, you know, we've been talking about it on this show for some time. We know how it went down. This is the loudest admission of that we've seen. They literally denied it on the record, like right after the deadline, and how here they are in this article saying, oh yeah, that stuff kind of happened, and you know that sucks, but that's business, and now here we are. So yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's not irreparable, but I do think it's a point where you stay together for the kids, right, for so long, but at one point it's like,
yeah, get them kids. I'm unhappy.
But you kind of mentioned it though, like, to a certain degree I do feel like in this particular situation, the way KD going about it, if Matt and everybody came to him on June 29th, it was like, Our bad, dog. Our bad. We was tripping. We got a little emotional. And our bad. Let's work this out. I feel like Kevin would be like, all right, let's work it out then. Like, I don't think he's like, get me the hell out of here because these dudes are snakes. Like, he's like, all right, let's work it out. He may not trust you no more, but he wouldn't be like, nah, there ain't nothing you can do to bring this back. But I that's just
nah, I mean, he's essentially said that, right, in so many ways. Like, oh, yeah, that happened, but I'm still here. I'm still rocking. I'm still doing business. You know, I'm a pro. And it's mentioned in the story. There's a line that's like, the Suns are impressed by his professionalism in the wake of all this. And it's like, well, what did you expect? Yeah. You know, it's not Jimmy Butler. This is not I skipped the Christmas party guy. This is Kevin Durant. Like he, you know, let me die out there. This is that guy. But I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know that it's irreparable, but you're talking about a guy on a lame duck contract, a guy who you just tried to trade, a guy who you can then try to trade again in February. So that's his perspective. But from the Suns' perspective, it's like, all right, well, if you don't commit to a long-term contract, like, are you truly committed? And you can stand on the business of that as Kevin and say, I'm signed for another year. I'm going to play another year. I'm here. But there's so many variables in that, and there's so many ways you could just, you know, blindside each other in that sense. I've been watching Survivor, like binge watching Survivor, so forgive me. But the Suns can say all that and then try to trade him again behind his back again next February. Right. And that's a lot of risk for both of them. Yeah. So that's, again, why I think when they come and they have that sit down in July 29th or whatever it is, or June 29th, that's the conclusion they come to. It's like, maybe it's best to get out of here. Maybe it's best for me to be a Boston Celtic.
Who
knows, right?
I have never heard the sentence, I'm binge watching Survivor before.
No,
I'm a weird guy. You know me.
I never heard that before.
Oh, you know what? No, I don't know why my brain calculated lost. Survivor is that? Yeah, I've never heard that. Yeah.
Look, man, I'm just, you know, I'm an oddball a little bit.
Yeah, I love it.
I watch The Challenge. I watch all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I got it. Okay, I'm about 15 seasons behind on The Challenge. I used to watch that faithfully.
I love The Challenge. I love it. It's like its own world. Look, we watch wrestling. Like,
The Challenge got a little too serious for me, though. That's one thing I don't like. It used to be they're hung over. Let's put them on some ice cubes.
A water balloon fight.
Yeah. Now it's like, hang off of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. I liked it better when it was just like drunk randos playing carnival games, too. I'm the same way.
Eddie, we appreciate you. Play back tonight. Kings, Suns. We'll be tapping in, man.
I like that, man. What is that? Is that mohair? Is that what that joint is?
That's rich. That's rich. Yeah. That's rich. Come on, man. Yeah. That's rich.
It wasn't cheap.
I know the morning when I see it.
It was on Union, man. I was like, hey, let me get one of these. Yes, sir. Eddie, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you as always.
My dog.
Sir, man, Eddie Gonzalez right there. We'll come back. Fun's over. James Hamm joins us at the top. We've got to get serious. James Hamm joins us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour or 3 o'clock hour. He's not here for this nonsense. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We just workshopped this through the chatty house that we'll watch Raw together on Monday. It starts at noon.
Oh.
Would we be the first show ever to air a John Cena promo live?
Yes.
I need to hear this. I want to know how
Yeah, we need to know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh yeah.
You see the merch is out there?
Oh, they got new merch?
Yeah, they got
Is it black?
There's black in it.
Okay.
But unless I got Chatty House, I thought I saw some merch like the other day.
Okay.
For Cena.
Okay. I see some. Yeah, I don't see it.
It's black and white. They got It's not the neon colors no more.
Well, I see they got this. This is all this farewell stuff. I you might have gotten Chatty Housed.
Does this keep happening?
Well, it's
they have like a burgundy shirt. It's not neon. It's burgundy.
No, that's not what I saw. Let me see if I.
Think you got, bro. Like I'm talking like real official John Cena merchandise. You might have gotten got.
Oh yeah, this is wrestling feature. I don't know.
Why does this keep happening to you?
WWF released new official John Cena chain gang merchandise.
Can you show it to us?
Hold on. Let me pull it up. This is, Shop WWE.
I don't.
Let's see.
You're questioning
right
it.
Right here. Shop WWE.
I got news, though, about John Cena. The bald spot has been covered. He's not bald anymore.
Wait, what?
He has hair. He has no bald spot anymore.
How do you know?
I'm looking at pictures right now in the flesh. John Cena's not bald. Yeah, look it. Look up John Cena bald spot on Twitter.
John Cena bald. Boy, this is okay. John Cena bald spot. There's
See,
John
I'm
Cena.
To for the class.
Oh, aha. I see. I see. Hey, John looks good. That worked.
When was
interesting.
When was the pay-per-view? Yeah, this is March 10th. Yeah, this is they're saying it. Their new quote unquote heel John Cena merch dropped.
Okay.
I don't know.
There it is, Chatty House.
Oh, this guy.
He's a hair haver now.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's in movies now too, so yeah, you know, do what you gotta do. You're in the movies. Understandable. Understandable. I'm not judging. Not judging whatsoever.
I don't think this is heel merchandise. It's a white t-shirt.
Everybody's saying it is heel.
That's not heel t-shirt.
That is basically his merchandise from like 2008.
Did? Yeah, he's worn that shirt before.
But with the dog. He had the dog in the background?
That looks like...
I don't know if he had it. Does that say hustle, loyalty, respect?
That looks like a John Cena shirt from 2009
that is,
with a Triple H shirt on the side. Like, I know Photoshop when I see it.
this is on
No, it's on the website. No,
oh, it is?
It's real. Yeah. No, I don't think this is heel merch. It's just a white t-shirt.
Okay.
And it's got Cameo on it. Camo. Not Cameo.
Word up.
Hey. Camo. I'm calling Cap. This isn't.
Okay.
This isn't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just, the people are The wrestling people are trying to
I think you've been led astray.
Well, wrestling features.
If it's on the WWE website, I don't think that counts as being Chatty House, I guess.
No, it doesn't. It's here. It's really here. I just don't think it's heel merchandise.
It's just bad merch.
I feel like he's worn this shirt too, but I could be wrong.
Is SmackDown on right now? I guess so.
SmackDown's on right now?
Well, it's happening right now. Just got to update. Won't spoil it for everyone.
Oh, yeah. It's only on Netflix. It'll be.
Wait, why is SmackDown on right now?
Because, well, it's probably.
It's happening right now. I don't know if it's. I think it is airing. Because, 3 seconds ago.
Oh, so it's in a different country.
I guess so.
That number's supposed to be. It's in a different country. Okay. I got you.
Interesting. Hey, real quick. No, let's handle business first real quick. And then I want to. Yeah.
Wait, what does this look like? Hold on, let me fix the screen. Hold on, I don't like that. Not that we leave this window out here. Not that you'd see anyone walk by.
Oh, it's super empty today.
Yeah, no one comes to work on Friday. Aaron comes to work for a little while, then he's like, I don't need to be here. Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty. They are the crew you need to turn to when it's time to sell your house. You can avoid the hassle of selling and get at least three guaranteed cash offers in 72 hours.
Big ups to my girl Jennifer. She says she heard about Johnny Jennings and his guaranteed offer program on the radio listening to D'Lo and KC and wanted to hire him because she needed to sell her home quickly and for top dollar in a neighborhood with many other homes for sale. Johnny Jennings and his company Made for More Realty were able to get her a full price offer and her home sold the first weekend it was on the market.
They have a full staff dedicated to making your home selling process the easiest and most efficient it can be. They sell your home for an average 3% higher purchase price than other realtors. That's why they've been voted the number one team in Roseville for the past 3 years. Ask about their guaranteed home sale program. Ask about getting multiple instant cash offers. Expect more, get more. With Johnny Jennings and the team at Made for More Realty, California, DRE, number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home.
There we go. Let me, I'm going to ask both of you guys. And the title for this game will be Typo or Intentional.
Oh, brother.
You see that graphic from TNT last night?
No.
I don't think I did.
I tweeted it out.
Well, you know, I don't follow you.
Unblock me real quick. Unblock you, boy.
Okay.
I was like, yo, is this a typo or intentional? Some people will say it was intentional. Some people have said, nah, it was a typo. Don't worry about it. But they were talking about the coaching situation.
Why did they break up the numbers like this? Is that the graphic you're talking about?
Yeah.
Started 13-8 under Mike Brown.
Oh, now I see the issue here. Yeah, no, they started 13-18 under Mike Brown.
Typo or intentional?
That's intentional.
Like, what?
You think they're trying to make the
Kings, they're trying to make the Kings look bad. Yes, because the Kings were horrible. The Kings stunk. It was over. They were 13-18. It's like, yeah, this is really bad. Like, they made the right decision. But you put it that way, like, yeah, you're going to put the favorable record under Mike Brown.
Well, do we have the audio? That has to be unintentional.
I don't see why, because it's like that's not the same amount of games or anything like that.
I think. Well, the other thing is Mike
was fired at 13-18. They didn't put the one there.
That's what I say. Typo.
It's a typo. It has to be a typo.
Somebody also said they never were 13-8.
That's true. Yeah,
they were 13-8.
No,
last year.
Yeah, that has to be a typo. Unless the announcers repeated it as they were 13-8 and tried to make Doug or Sacramento look stupid.
I saw the record and then saw the stem. The ratings were all better, so I thought they were trying to throw shots.
No, they started 13-18 is what I think they're trying to say, and 20-13 under Doug Christie.
Put the one there. Do your job. Now, Stan Van, I think it was at this time, Stan Van said Doug Christie needs to be the head coach.
Okay.
And his argument.
That's a far cry from what he said the last time they were on TV.
Well, it was a little backhanded. Well, you tell me if this was backhanded. His argument was they need consistency. They need, like, they can't just keep changing head coaches.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, because Doug's done a really good job with this team or not, or he's proven himself. It was like, yeah, he's the guy there now, and they need to keep some consistency.
Even at 20-14.
Thank you, Kyle.
He has. 20-14, like the 34 you traded. It's not just firing Mike. It's not just the turmoil you caused in the process of firing Mike. He just lost Luke Louts. Now, whatever his relationship was with Luke Louts was, I have no idea. Luke Louts was still an assistant coach on this team. You had to go through the transition of trading your franchise player. Then the moves made at the trade deadline. Doug has had to endure all of that, and I know it's really frustrating right now. But 20-14,
yeah.
I feel like Doug has earned a shot.
And you're not even mentioning.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going
to
say
it's just crazy what he's had to go through.
He had to get you out the mud.
Well, despite what the graphic said, it's 13-18.
Right. He had to get you out the mud. Not only has he gone through everything that he's gone through, you were already. It wasn't 0-0 when he took over. You were floundering at 13-18.
Does he need to get him to the playoffs?
I don't think so. I personally don't think so, but I don't know how they feel.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd give him the job right now. I'd take the interim tag off right now. But may not be calling the shots either, but I'd take the interim tag off right now.
No, I don't have a problem with them not doing that. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with them not doing that, but he's earned a chance to be this team's head coach. And I mean, we call it what it is, like we sugarcoat it a little bit, but we know what time it is. Multiple players were done with Mike Brown. That's why I don't know if multiple players quit on Mike Brown, but it sure as hell feel like they did. And I mean, sometimes it's just time for a change. And at 13 and 18, they made that change. And Doug immediately brought them back to a position where they could accomplish something this year. Immediately after taking over. And has had to endure quite a bit since then. And so, and even trading De'Aaron Fox wasn't the easiest process to go through. You had the... you had the complexities of them, you know, sharing an agency, Doug and De'Aaron sharing an agency. You had the complexities of De'Aaron's relationship with Sacramento and the front office. And now you've got the situation involving the front office. Like, it's a lot. And I think Doug has handled it all about as well as you could ask someone to handle it.
I agree.
How does that work if you bring him back? Because, like, are you giving him, like, a three-year deal, four-year deal? Is he tied to the front office still?
I think he's not tied to the front office.
Like, again, you can run into the problem where the Kings don't look so hot next, or you can believe in Doug. Like, all right, we're going to fire the front office, and you're still looking for a new front office with a head coach already there.
Yeah, that's the tough part. That's tough.
They kind of put Doug in an impossible situation.
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like if you're going to bring him back, like, you have to bring back Monty and Wes, and... Hopefully it works out, but I don't like the idea of doing one or the other.
I understand.
If you're gonna try to become a normal organization, like, you got to do it the right way, the next time, at least sometime.
Yeah, I understand why people don't want it to happen, but in a roundabout way, I don't know if we have the same reasonings for feeling this way, but I agree with Jesse. Like. You've got to bring these guys back. You've got to bring
the front office
back. You got to bring them back.
You're bringing Doug back, I think so too.
Yeah,
Otherwise, I think you let them both go.
Right. Well, and maybe this is where, like, there's a difference. I think Doug Christie is a good coach. I think he's good for this franchise. I'm sold on Doug Christie. So because of that, I want him around. And if I want him around, I probably got to keep those other guys around. Maybe you don't, but also maybe you don't keep them both. You know what I mean? Maybe you separate that a little bit. Maybe you move on from one of them. And we'll see how that goes. But I don't think a wholesale change to the front office and keeping Doug Christie works.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.